It's a 3-3 hockey game here at the Rochester Rec Center. We're at the first intermission. We'll recap the scoring coming up in just a moment. But it's time to check in with John Hansen with our last wrestling update. Get the finals on everybody for our Tiger wrestling team. And the update's brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, Dan Glazier Construction, High Yield of Alden, Brook Safety Equipment, Crossroads Trailer Sales and Service, and the Albert Lea Wrestling Boosters. John is with us live from the bus on the ride back to Albert Lea. And John, give us the recap and tell us how many Tigers are going to state.
Well, we were hoping for about six, but we had to settle for the four. And those four were all section champs. We started out really good round. We had Mike Olson won by a tech fall 22-7 over Noah Schaefer from Zimbrota Mazeppa. Mike Olson, section one AA champ at 106 pounds. And then at 113, it was Logan Davis winning by a 11-7 score, I believe it was, over Gavin Peterson. No, that was his semifinal match, sorry, over Williams. In the finals, I believe he won 7-3 or 7-4 over Gavin Peterson from Cannon Falls. Gavin Peterson was the number one seed, junior, and Davis was the two seed, ninth grader. So that was a great win there. He's section one, double A, 113-pound champion. At 120 was our first slip-up with championship match. Brody Ignatieff lost a heartfelt 1-0 match against Jack Cryer from Zimbrota Mazeppa, the number one seed in the bracket. And then, unfortunately for Brody, he ended up being defeated 7-3 in his true second match by the wrestler out of Cannon Falls, Kelvin Singlewall, the sophomore, 35-11 on the year, defeated Brody in that true second match 7-3, knocking Brody out of the state tournament. Still a great year, a great run for Brody, taking third at 120 in section 1AA, very tough section. The next one up was Nick Corman in the championship match. Nick was the number one seed at 126 pounds, and he defeated Lucas Shell, the junior from Zimbrota Mazeppa, the three seed, 4-1 in his championship run. Nick Corman's champion on his way to the state tournament at 126 and 61AA. At 132, Aiden Wasmoen wrestled a heck of a match in his third place match, trailing 10-2 late in the third period. He mounted a charge back and come up with a takedown in overtime to win 12-10. Unfortunately for Aiden, the individual who had beat him in the semis was defeated in the championship, so there was no true second chance for Aiden Wasmoen. He ends up third at 132 pounds. A great run for him. Sam Davis, the other number one seed for Albert Lea Tigers at 138, 40-7 on the year. Coming into the tournament, had a great tournament, pinned all three of his opponents all the way out to the finals, where he pinned Logan Swanson and Cassie Manorville. Sam Davis, champion at 138 pounds. At 145, Carter Miller capped off his senior season on a very high note, tech falling Noah Swartz from Castle Vanderbilt in his fifth place match. Swartz was the individual who had knocked Carter out of the championship side 8-6 in the earlier round. So great rebound and a great finish for Carter Miller's season there, taking fifth place at 145. Derek McMillian was at 152, and he won his third place match 13-5, very dominant fashion, which gave him his opportunity for his true second against Joey Schreier, senior number two seed out of La Crescent, Polka. And McMillian was ahead 2-1 in that match before he was thrown to his back and pinned. So McMillian not able to punch his ticket to the state tournament. He ends up third at 152 pounds, section one AAA, or excuse me, AA. At 160, it was Blake Braun losing by a fall to O'Reilly from Zimbrota Mazeppa in his fifth and sixth place match. Blake Braun ends up sixth at 160. And at 170, it was Luke Moeller losing in his third place match to Will Wharton from Byron Art Vaughn Battle. He loses that one 7-4. Ends up fourth at 170 pounds in section 1AA. At 182, as I mentioned earlier, Mason Drescher had been eliminated, but a great performance for him, 2-2 on the tournament, and ended up in like 7th or 8th place. Moving up to weight class, impressive tournament for him. 195, Adam Semple was eliminated earlier yesterday in Chumanti, and his senior career, not placing at 195. At 220, the other kind of downfall for us, with Caden Enderle not being able to pull off his third place match, losing to Riley Keenan by fall. Keenan Cannon Falls then got his true second place match, whereas had Caden won, he wouldn't have gotten his true second match anyway, as the kid that beat him in the semis was defeated in the championship. So, but a great run for Caden up there at 220 pounds. A lot of heart, wrestled very hard. And at 285, as I mentioned earlier, Ben Schumler defeated yesterday in 2 matches, was eliminated from the tournament. Overall, the Tigers will be sending 4 wrestlers to the state, 4 section champions. And unfortunately, the 2 bids for the true second came up short for those 2 wrestlers. Fortunately for the Tigers, those 2 wrestlers will be back next season for us. So a good run for us coming back for our next season. And all the best wishes for our 4 individuals going on the state tournament next weekend up at the XL Energy Center there in St. Paul. John Hanson, Chief Sports.
Thank you much, John. And John, give me the 4 names of the guys that are going on again. I didn't write them down the first time around.
Michael Olson, champion at 106. Logan Davis, champion at 113. Nick Corman, champion at 113. And Cam Davis, champion at 138.
Okay, so Michael Olson at 106, Logan Davis at 113, Nick Corman at what weight?
126.
126, and a Cam Davis at 138, the Afford Tigers going to state. And we'll have updates on them coming up on next weekend with John from the XL Energy Center. John, thank you so much for the reports this weekend. Much appreciated. Have you a safe ride back to Albert Lee, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Thank you, my dear.
Again, John Hanson doing a great job keeping us up to date on wrestling. He was across town at the Civic Center. They're on their way back to Albert Lee. Again, Wrestling Reports brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, Dan Glazier Construction, High Yield of Alden, Brook Safety Equipment, Crossroads Trailer Sales and Service, and the Albert Lee Wrestling Boosters. Again, 4 Tigers are going on to a state. They're all section champions, too. Michael Olson at 106, Logan Davis at 113, Nick Corman at 126, and Cam Davis at 138, all advancing to state. And John will be up at the XL Energy Center coming up next week. Friday and Saturday is the individual tournament, and we'll have updates for you here on KATE Radio.